Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Chav Zayin, the Masechet Bava Metzia. Some of the topics we learn about include: the pasuk specifies four lost items: shur, an ox; seh, a sheep; chamor, a donkey; similar garment. The Gemara explains shur dafila legizas navai. Even if he finds a cheap item such as an ox's tail, the finder must return it to the owner. Chamor dafila chamor b'simunay ha'okuf. If there was a saddle with a simon on the donkey with no simon, if someone claims both and gives only a simon for the saddle, the donkey is also returned to him. Similar, sheyesh basimon meyesh lo tzeivin. The obligation for hashavas aveda applies only to an item that is similar to a simla, a garment, in that it usually has a simon, an identifying mark, and it has an owner, as a garment is man-made. The machlokes is in the braisa regarding the source for the halacha of aveda she'im b'shava pruta pater. There is no obligation to return a lost item worth less than one pruta. The question of simanim deiraisa idrabanan: is a general simon considered valid proof to claim a lost item midiraisa or only midirabanan? Nafkimina la diriget isha besimanim. The distinction lies in whether a shliach, a messenger, can use a simon to identify a lost divorce document that was meant to be delivered to someone's wife. This is a deiraisa issue because if this is not the lost get and it was not written lishma, for this woman, ain't the mugarashis. She's not divorced and remains an ashes ish who is forbidden to remarry. If we say simon deiraisa mahadrinan, it is a valid simon even regarding the iser ashes ish. However, if we say simon derabanan loy mahadrinan, then it is a valid simon only for an aveda that is mumin because hefker, bez, and hefker, the rabbanan have complete control of all property. However, it is not a valid simon regarding the Isra Eishas Ish, which is Midai Raisa. The machlek is regarding Me'idin al Hashuma, whether Edim can testify for a woman that her husband died and she may remarry based on a wart on a dead man's body.